Hi, this is Ted Nguyen, and I'm here with acclaimed author of 20 books, June Stevenson. And I wanted to find out more about June Stevenson as the person and as the author. So tell me, June, tell me a little bit more about your childhood and about your life, and what was it that made you decide to become an author?
Well, I think I've always wanted to be a writer, and I can remember when in my neighborhood, if a child were sick, of course, I was born in 1920, so you know this is a long time before TV and all the stories that they could get. But when somebody was sick, we would always go over, kids in the neighborhood would go over to see this person who was sick in bed. And in those days, they didn't have antibiotics, so if you got a sore throat or tonsillitis, you just had to lie in bed until all those germs went away. So I would go over to and sit on the bed, and there would be several other kids around, and I would have a paper and pencil because I would have written a story to tell people. And it was always just the idea of a story that would be interesting and keep the sick person from thinking too much about themselves. And then my life took a different turn, of course, as I was an adult and went through college and became a teacher for 25 years. And I thought, one of these days, I'm just going to write. Well, my writing really did not start until I was 60 years old. And then I am now 91, and I have written more than 20 books. Many of them have been college textbooks. Many of them have been novels, a true crime novel. I have written a couple of books of poetry, and I don't have any particular niche. I just get interested in something, and away we go. And I have taught a couple of courses in writing, creative writing, and have advised my students to not be so structured, But do be careful about specifics. Like, for instance, I always say the most important sentence you ever write is the first one. Mm-hmm. And does that grab your audience? Does it make them want to read to the second sentence and so forth? And I've had a lot of fun writing. It's a way of discovering yourself, for one thing. I did write a memoir. It's about 250 pages, and every page is a different poem. And it started out, my husband had died, and I was found myself late at night sort of crying, and I woke up and I wrote the poem that was in my head. And it said, "I have cried at the bedside of dying old men, my father, my husband. Dying men stare at opening spaces, seeing things we never can know." Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on.
Well, as you're telling that, story, I think there's a commonality, for your books. Can you share with us, the common themes in your books and the storytelling behind that? I think that in today's world of instant information and 140 characters on Twitter, etc., there isn't necessarily the time, or people don't think there's the time for a real true storytelling. So can you walk us through the storytelling process?
Well, I discovered after, a lot of things you don't discover about yourself until you've lived for quite a while. And I discovered that almost every book I have written has been an answer to a question. And to try to solve it and figure it out. And you certainly learn about yourself when you write. And I don't know, you can't really teach anyone else how to write, nor can you teach them how to be a good oil painter. The person has to discover that themselves, but they discover it by doing it. And also getting feedback, particularly in writing, the writer has to get feedback from other people to know if they're really hitting the mark. Is there a verisimilitude, which means is there a sense of truth to what you're writing? It's an exciting prospect to start out with a question and end up with a book that says something.
Wow. That's the trick, I think, is to provide some meaningful information, to shed some meaningful light and truth. What are some examples in your life as far as some aha moments or things that have really sparked and really made a difference in your life as far as literature or other people's writing and their works?
Well, I think what really sparks me is a sense of unfairness. I had a very unfair thing happen to me when I was about 5 years old. And it was my cousin fell down and scratched her knee. And I was clear across the yard, and she went yelling to her mother that June pushed me down. I got spanked and sent to bed without my dinner. That made an enormous impression on me, and I've always been concerned about everybody gets a fair deal. One of my books I wrote was called, My 3 Cents Worth. Mm-hmm. I was concerned that the boys, I was about 10 years old, the boys in our little town, Albany, California, had been, Little League was coming in, although it wasn't called that at the time, and there was a little bit of tax money for them to set up their league. And I said to my father, how come girls don't get something? What about some dance programs? And he said, well, you know, boys have to, they have to play ball, and that's for boys. And I said, well, I'm going to write a letter to the city council. And he said, sure, go ahead and do that. And he helped me with the spelling and everything. And then I said, can I have a stamp? And he said, I'll mail it on my way to work. Well, about 3 years later, I was going through some books, and I pulled out that letter that had never been mailed, and there was no stamp on it. And when he came home...
Oh, he didn't mail it.
And when he came home, I had the letter in my hand, and I was crying, and he said, oh, June, you know... Now, this was in 1930, Great Depression just starting. He said, a stamp costs 3 cents. A loaf of bread is 5 cents. We don't have 3 cents to just throw away. And I said, throw away? Well, anyway, there I go. Mm. Now, since that time, I have actually sued Sears Roebuck because they wouldn't approve of divorced women's credit, and they had to change their credit policy. I sued my school district because they were only promoting women, and that prompted them to start promoting more women than they had ever promoted. And I sued the ranch in back of our ranch because they closed our easement illegally and they had to restore it. Anyway, so I guess I'm kind of a fighter for fairness, and mm-hmm. I will always be.
Well, that's terrific. You know, as you're telling me that story, it gives me a little bit of chills, knowing that, you know, here's somebody I've worked with, I've listened to, has made such a marked difference, not only just writing, but actually taking action of finding truth, seeking after that truth and justice, and making sure that we have a better world to live in.
Well, and encouraging other people as they read the book that they can do something if they feel that they've been treated unfairly. They don't have to stand for it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the prospects are for this world? I mean, this new generation that's coming of age. You know, what advice can you give them in the minute or so that we have left?
Boy, it's a tough time out there now. The Mideast is on fire, and we are without work, and big arguments going on in Congress, who's going to get the biggest piece of the pie. I don't know any words of real encouragement except to just hang in there and fight with all your might.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm so excited to be here with you. Any other comments that you want to share?
No, I think we've had a hard day.
Yeah, we've had a lot of work in learning about social media, how to share information on your website, which is www.junestevensonbooks.com, and your social media sites. And so are you excited as much as I am?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to go.
All right. So there we are. It's junestevensonbooks.com. And you can also find June Stevenson online on Facebook at June Stevenson Books, as well as Twitter at Stevenson Books. So feel free to share any comments that you have about June and her work, and she will be more than happy to share information about her as well and respond. So thank you, June.
Thank you, Ted.